Are you ready to live your wow life now? Wealth of Wellness is available to all of us. The power of now reminds us to be here now. Wealth of Wellness, Wow with Gina Rota, reflects Gina's mission for living a happy, healthy, joyful, abundant, inspired life. She offers the listeners empowering insights, educational, inspirational tools, and universal wisdom, while also exploring and discovering the miraculous, mystical, and spiritual principles of life. Gina's quest for spiritual awakening, enlightenment, transformation, and quantum healing is her divine purpose. She's an intuitive numerologist, empowerment, and personal development life coach for over 3 decades, and has hundreds of clients who she inspires to live a wow life. Are you ready to get your wow on? Join Gina as she shares how to embrace the true wealth of wellness.
Greetings. Good morning. This is Gina Rota with WOW. Get your WOW life on now. And I have a very beloved and special guest with me and co-host, and her name is Marcia Martin. And Marcia Martin is the heart healer who has brought forth angel heart healing to clear our deepest wounds and to bring the love of God and the light of God to our lives. Welcome, Marcia. How are you this beautiful day?
Lovely. So delighted to be here, Gina. Thank you so much.
Yes, it's a blessing. Thank you for being here. And I'm welcoming all my listeners, and I'm thanking them for taking this time and listening. And we're holding a very sacred heart space for all of you. And today, we're really, the macrocosm is Heart for Humanity, a global movement. And it's about heart-based living and heart-based breathing and heart-based attitudes. And so, as we know, the world is in great adversity and change. And change can also, and transformation and change can be very difficult, and we can be struggling, and there can be fears and panic and worries. And there can also be blessings in disguise, and there can also be an awakening. And there are ways to work with all these energies so that we can be more in our heart, come from our heart, and offer more heart coherence and heart-based living and loving energy into the world.
Gina, I think that is brilliant. And I also want to speak to the fear that so many people are experiencing right now. Yes, we are in a situation that we have not encountered in this lifetime that we know of. Yet, we need to step out of this place of, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do because it's never happened before, and step back into the place where we are reminding ourselves, I am always safe and loved. And as long as I stay in alignment with the divine, I will receive the inspiration and the guidance that I need in order to negotiate this in the way that will serve my highest good. So when we begin moving from the place of highest good instead of biggest drama or most outward reaction, it doesn't mean that you'll never experience a challenge, or that you will never have times when you are growing and feeling uncomfortable. But it does mean that you know that no matter what happens, you are going to find a way through it in whatever way serves your highest good. And I'm repeating that because it's so very important. Highest good has got to be the thing that will bring you the most soul growth. And that can be anything from experiencing the illness to never coming in contact with it at all. The thing that we need to keep in mind is that there's no one right way. There's just the way that is right for you. So we don't need to spend time comparing with each other or looking at someone else and feeling inadequate. We just need to step back into the heart and into alignment. And from that place, move forward.
Yes, Marcia,
so,
thank you. Thank you. That's so beautiful and so true. And may I inquire, may I ask, how are you stepping into and out of any, you know, fears or challenges or adversity or feeling, you know, uncertain and, you know, lack of clarity? How are you moving through this?
Oh, what a great question. Well, I'm finding myself listening much more than I believe I ever was. I used to believe I was a great listener. Now I'm wearing the crown of superb listener. And I don't mean listening to conversations, although I am better at listening to people in my life, on the phone, in conversations one-on-one. I'm realizing they need to be heard more than ever because there is a lot of loneliness for many people or this uncertainty. So they need to feel and certainly feel loved when someone is actively listening to them. But the way that I am listening more personally is I am listening to the energetic realm with more intent. So an example of this will be, I was at the grocery store the other day, and you know, grocery shopping right now is an interesting experience because you go with a list and then you buy what's there. And I had been wandering the grocery store, like I was on like circuit number 12 of trying to figure out what in the heck I could buy that was actually here in the store with me. And the angel said to me, "It's time to go." I thought, you know what? It's time to go. Usually, oh, let me get this one more thing. Let me make another spin around the store. I'll find something to buy. I just realized they were saying, it's time to go. And when I tuned into the energy of the people around me, I could feel that it was starting to get quite fearful, that as the day got later, more and more people had come into the store, and there was more of the feeling of there won't be enough for me. And the reason that the angels were asking me to leave was because it's difficult to keep your shielding up under that kind of onslaught. And they wanted me, instead of trying to keep my shielding reinforced, just to get out of that particular situation. So that's been helping me.
Deeper listening. Anything else?
Spending that meditative time daily, refilling. For me, that refilling is so impactful. I need to not be there for anyone else, just be in that space with the divine for whatever time I have available and be nurtured. And I spend quite a bit of time in the Christ energy. And for me, because Jesus led me into the angel heart healing technique, that energy is magnificent. But when I say Christ energy, I'm not talking about the prophet who was here on the planet or any other being that was here on the planet. I'm talking about the energy of unconditional love that is available to each and every person. And when you spend time in meditation, I often play the game of, oh, who's here to help? And I ask them to identify themselves either by color, by name, or by feeling, because each one of them comes with a signature signature energy, signature color, in addition to their name. Names are difficult because they're so similar. So we can get mixed up on the name, but they will always find a way to share with you who's with you. It's not that important that you know, but it feels good. We are a culture that calls each other by a specific name. And we all have our own names, and we feel that somebody is listening to us or really on our side when they remember our name or show us a kindness. And so when you work with the angels or any energy in the energetic realm, begin developing that friendship. get to know them the way you would any other friend, and you'll feel much more connected to them. If they're always off in their space and you're always off in your space, it's difficult to feel like they're really there for you. So the most important thing that I find in order to feel connected and to feel safe is to develop a relationship with these beings that are omnipresent and that are completely without ego and agenda. They just want to help. And you can never take them away from anything that's more important because they can be everywhere at once. And they are rewarded for helping you, which certainly when I first began, I had two big worries. One was what I wanted to ask them important enough to bother them with? And two, would they get a reward or were they just having to do work for me like a servant? And so neither one of those things felt good. I didn't want to take them away from Mary, let's say, who has cancer, if I just needed help solving a problem. And I didn't want to think that any being would have to work tirelessly on my behalf and receive nothing in return. So that was one of the first things they taught me, is that they can be everywhere and that they too are on the journey to completion, which is to become more like God, which is the journey for each one of us. And so they grow as we grow. So it's a beautiful partnership that is in perfect balance and perfect harmony.
So that's a lovely understanding that people, individuals, humanity, can find a way to go inside and to connect with their divinity and their source being and their angels and the guides and everything that is available, you know, to us. And so on that note, what has been working for me, and I have also, you know, I've tapped into some of the lower energies and feelings and frequencies because it's human and I'm human. And I always say I visit negative and unhealthy feelings, but I don't live there. And so some of what I've visited has lately, in the last few months, is confusion. I've been confused about what's really going on, and seemingly we're in a polarized energetic currently. However, polarization always comes to oneness. So I started looking on the other side of confusion, which is clarity. From chaos and confusion to clarity, which actually I'm a co-author in the book, Chaos to Clarity. I invite you to go to Amazon and purchase it, Chaos to Clarity. It's a brilliant book with 17 co-authors. And there's a lot of wisdom there that will support us. And the other thing is I got a sense through my clarity that this is a process of awakening. And it is about connecting deeper in our own heart energy, our own heart intelligence, our emotional intelligence, our own unconditional love, and our, which is light. Love and love is light, and light is love. And so I've been shifting gears and looking and feeling and going deeper through meditation and prayer, and also through a few very simple practices and processes, and which has helped me shift very quickly in the moment. And it's about being right here, right now, in the present moment, Marcia, as I understand and as I'm experiencing the power of presence and the power of stillness and the power of standing in the power of God's love, standing in the power of light and divine love, divine light, and feeling more of that energy, sensing more of that energy. And it's been very comforting. It's been very healing. It's been transformative. It's a practice. You know, we're here to, our soul is, I call it an inner soul evolution revolution. And we are being called to evolve. And sometimes people evolve more out of pain and chaos and adversity. And sometimes we can evolve out of just being present and feeling grateful. And the other thing I've been doing is focusing on what I'm grateful for and just saying, thank you, God, for this beautiful day. Thank you for the food that, you know, I have. Thank you for the gifts that you've given me. Thank you for allowing me to share my heart. Thank you for all the love that I receive and all the friends and the gifts that I receive from my friends. So I've been spending a lot of time in thank you, God, and thank you. And then on the back end of that, I'm saying, well, thank you so much for every breath, and I'm grateful to be alive in this time of humanity. And I feel we're all being called to a higher calling of divine love and divine light, and how that energy will have a positive impact and shift the consciousness. We're a collective consciousness. We are here together. All of our thoughts and our feelings affect everything and everyone, and it's a spiritual fact, and it's also a scientific fact, and can be proven in a multitude of ways. And so I guess what I'm calling forth is, how can we stand in more heart coherence, which is connection and harmony? How do we come together in our own heart and expand our own heart coherence and experience that and expand that and with our family and our community and humanity? And that's what I'm most interested in. I'm most interested in how do we evolve, raise our consciousness, stand in more divine love, divine light, and how much of a positive impact I can have on creation, the world, all the kingdoms. So if just a few of us stand in that and hold that container and hold that sacred container of a unified field and unity and unifying within first, of course, everything is an inside job, as my dear beloved father would say. And there's nothing outside of you. And it's an interesting concept for most, including myself at that time. But I do realize that we have all the power. The power of God is within. The power of love is within. And so I'm just excited, Marcia, that we're here together today to offer some insights, some guidance. I'm going to offer a few simple practices and processes that if you're willing to spend a couple of minutes in every day, so I'm calling it heart-centered breathing, it can bring so much peace and calm, and it can also expand, and it will have a beautiful resonance with everybody who is close to you and in your environment. And so that's my call, and that's what I'm standing in, is higher love, higher heart coherence, and bringing more joy and peace into great chaos and adversity and uncertainty. So what else, Marcia? You know, how are we, you know, in this moment, how can we offer the highest vibration of divine love and divine light? Like, who are we being in the face of this, and what can we do, and how can we be in this moment?
I absolutely love the fact that you said you are dipping your toe into the waters of fear. I think it's so important that we don't try to be saints or perfectionists or so hard on ourselves that we miss out on the experience of this opportunity. This is an opportunity to see those things that are frightening and look at them with an objective eye. It's also an opportunity to see how much we really need each other and love each other. It's also an opportunity to be of the most intense service. So I'm going to share with everyone something that we can all do any moment from any time, from any place and at any time, that will bring a lot of positive change with it, or a lot of positive vibration with it. Because certainly something that I hear from many of the people that I work with is they're feeling a little useless right now. They're used to going to work. They're used to having a purpose. And this time of less to do can be a little unsettling. So the first thing that I want us to recognize is that we need to understand it's okay to step into uncertainty, to fear, even into chaos. It is one of the ways in which we learn. What we don't want to do is stay there, to immerse ourselves in that muddy water. We want to remember that there is a clear stream running right beside us, and all it's going to take is a shift in our perception. We need to stop looking at what's wrong and start really getting in line with all that's right.
Is there a way that you can give people information? Can you just give somebody, our listeners, information to how to reach you in this moment?
Oh, absolutely. Everything you need is on my website, and it's Marcia Martin, thehearthealer.com. Marcia spelled M-A-R-C-I-A, or M-M Heart Healer. And I really invite you to join me on my website, because there are so many free resources there for you. And if you want to work with me personally, there is a way to connect for that, or to join my community. And the whole purpose of the work that I do is to help you climb out of this place of fear or this place of trauma into who you truly are, into that authentic being that can connect with God and is able to let go of any trauma or abuse or limiting beliefs that may be holding you in a pattern that is not serving you at this time. So now I want to share the absolute simplest thing that you will ever do that is probably the most effective tool that you will ever use. And this is something that you can do for yourself or for anyone else.
Very interesting and poignant points. I look forward to picking up after the break, and to my dear audience, beloved audience, so happy to be broadcasting on Dreams Vision 7 Network. Thank you, Deborah, for this beautiful platform. So grateful. And we will be right back after this short break. Thank you.
Are you ready to live your wow life now? Then tune in on Wednesdays at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Time for Wealth of Wellness with Gina Rhoda, intuitive numerologist, spiritual advisor, life coach, and co-author, Chaos to Clarity. Gina offers the listeners empowering insights, educational, inspirational tools, and universal wisdom while exploring and discovering the miraculous, mystical, and spiritual principles of life. Are you ready to get your wow on? Then join Gina as she shares how to embrace the true wealth of wellness on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Darkest hours to brightest moments, transformation from despair to happiness, and chaos to clarity. Real people, real pain, real healing. Life-threatening illness, death, abusive relationships, divorce, and overcoming addiction are challenges these men and women faced head-on. See how they emerged stronger and happier. Buy the new book, Chaos to Clarity, Sacred Stories of Transformational Change by Reverend Patricia Caginello and Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. Available on sacredstoriespublishing.com and worldwide through Amazon and other retailers.
Adam T. Gardner here with thehumanaccelerator.org. For over three decades, I've lived an ancient lifestyle I call walking in the medicine of the plant kingdom. I've not eaten any animal flesh, no meat, no eggs, no fish, no milk, cream, or cheese. for 30 years and counting. I've lived and witnessed what modern science says is impossible, and now can share piercing insights into how food is medicine and medicine can be food. I'm writing a series of books called The Second Genesis Awakenings. Book one is The Second Genesis Diet, Welcome Home. It's a diet book unlike any diet book ever written, I promise. It's available online at our website, thehumanaccelerator.org. It's also at amazon.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
So welcome back, listeners. Welcome back, Marcia. And you were at a very poignant and important point, and would love for you to share that.
Thanks so much, Gina. This is something that I do every day that costs nothing, has the greatest effect that is possible, and does not interfere with anyone's free will. You may do this for yourself or absolutely anyone, anywhere. And this is creating or weaving a blanket of pink and gold light in your mind. This is just an exercise with energy. You weave it in your mind and you wrap it around every single person that you can think of, or you send it out into the world for whomever needs to receive it at this time. Now, it does a couple of things. First of all, this blanket of pink and gold light is just unconditional love. So it's sending forth love into the world. And when it wraps around someone, they get an immediate feeling of well-being. They feel loved, hugged, better. Now, if they are in a very low place and they are choosing to stay there, they have the right to refuse this blanket. The blanket can either come back to you, or as I send it out, I send it to whomever may need it. If I don't have a specific person in mind, or if the person that I am sending it to chooses not to accept it, I ask that the blanket go out to whomever is ready to receive it. And again, remember that we can wrap ourselves in blankets of pink and gold light. And I think we need to remember the power of love. This is not romantic love. This is not parental love. This is not, oh, you're my best friend. This is the love of God. This is the love that cuts through all of the lower vibrational energies in the world and helps you ascend to the place where the divine hang out. They are not there in that lower energy, that dark, dense energy of fear. They're in that place of love, joy, and peace. And very interestingly, I asked Jesus, because we hang out so much together, I asked him once, I don't really understand how you achieve the healing work. You know, what are you asking us to do? What should people who are interested in helping others heal, what is their purpose? And Jesus is very humorous, so he always comes up with fun things that will stick in your mind. And when I first started this practice of helping people recover from abuse and trauma, I was quite nervous. I was very, very worried that I would not have the ability to help people. It was my deepest desire, but also my greatest fear is that, well, this had worked for me, but what if it just wasn't enough for other people? What if, really what I was saying is, what if I'm not good enough? And so Jesus came to be my helper. And I'm talking with someone, and we're needing to go into the heart to do the work of clearing and healing the heart. And Jesus comes out and he starts plucking out his eye. I'm looking at him and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, this is really going to go downhill fast because I don't know what to do now. And then he starts sawing off his leg. And I finally stopped and said to my client, I just need a minute. I'm getting a very odd message, and I'm not quite sure how to interpret it. So I said to Jesus, what do you want me to do? I don't get it. How am I? I'm not understanding. And he said, you need to follow my example. I invited people to join me in my high place of well-being. I never plucked out my eye and said to the blind man, oh, goody, now we both have one eye. I invited him to come up to the place where I was, where they would receive full healing, full well-being, because they had stepped into the presence of the divine. And with the man that was lame, I didn't saw off a leg and say, oh, good, now we each have one. I invited everyone, as I invite you, to step up into the high place of love, joy, and peace, where the divine are awaiting with a banquet of incredible well-being for absolutely every person. No one is excluded. You exclude yourself. So I invite you all.
Yes. I'm excited. I wanted to jump in because you reminded me. You tapped a story of Jesus, who I also love. However, finish the invitation so I can...
Oh, I just want to invite everyone. These pink and gold blankets of light are such magnificent tools of joy. It's really difficult as you are weaving a blanket of pink and gold light and throwing it all around the place and on yourself to stay in a place of fear or darkness or hatred. Just the very act of weaving it brings you into a place of love and joy. It helps lift you from whatever low place you may have found yourself. And then feeling that you are purposeful helps you to stay out of that place, that low place. Because I find so often, it's not really the circumstance that is causing us the difficulty or the pain. It's the feeling that we don't know what to do about it or have any good solution. And so the pink and gold blanket of light is a solution. You can never say to yourself now, oh, I don't know what to do, because you can always share a blanket of pink and gold light. You can always invite someone to join you in the high place of healing.
You know, Marcia, that feels so good, and I have worked with you with the pink and gold blanket of light and Jesus' energy. And it's so calming, it's so soothing, it's so peaceful, and that's really a beautiful process for people to tap into, to choose to tap into. And it is definitely, you know, a practice. It's choosing to maybe just once a day, start with once a day. So thank you for that. And I'm so excited to share. You tapped a story for me. Jesus came to me in the spirit one day, and he said, I did not ask you to burden people's burdens. I asked you to give a message and keep moving. And he, you know, showed me a whole scenario, if you will, ancient scenario of him and just touching people, you're healed, and people get up and go. And so right after I received that vision and that message, what came to me, and certainly from Jesus, was a very simple process. Marcia, this is on my side of the coin. What I was given was just to put my hand on my heart and just to breathe slowly in and out, a couple of breaths. And when you're alone, you can close your eyes, and I say, peace be still, my heart. Peace be still, my heart. Peace be still, my fears. peace be still, or still, peace be still my stress. Peace be still my uncertainty. Peace be still my insecurities. So I go into, you know, peace be still, but I say it very slowly. Peace be still my fears. And I feel the feeling, and then I say, peace be still my heart. And so saying it slowly and breathing slowly, just for a couple of minutes, makes such a big difference in your own being and energy field and in the energy field of the environment. And now I spend many minutes, I can be driving the car and at a stoplight and I'll put my hand. So this is something that I do on a very regular basis, and I've expanded it. But if you just start with something very simple, peace be still my heart. And peace be still all the things that you're dealing with that aren't feeling good, that are fear-based. And just bring peace to it and just say, I'm feeling peace. At the very end of your minute or two, say, I'm feeling peace. I am grateful. I am peace. I am one with peace. And peace be still my heart. And for me, that is heart awakening, heart opening, heart coherence. It allows an energy to permeate within my own being. And also, I've noticed that since I've been doing this on a very, very regular basis, which is probably about 15 years, I've noticed that more people have identified some qualities about me, even, you know, acknowledging when I smile, they feel loved or they see light. And I thought, wow, that's so amazing that people are seeing and sensing a difference just in that short, you know, short moment of presence to the healing heart of God and our heart coherence. It has a huge resonance and ripple effect into the world. And I'm so excited. There are many processes I can share, but for today, this I feel is the most important process that I can share and gift that I can offer. It's a great place to start. And the combination, Marcia, of the pink and gold blankets and the healing heart-based breath with peace be still, I would say that is a very dynamic duo of healing and transformation. And, you know, we're being called to renew and restore ourselves in the midst of everything that we're feeling and everything that we're seeing and everything that we're doing. And you tapped into something important, Marcia. In our isolation, seeming isolation, there's great opportunity and possibility to find a deeper purpose for our life. And I'm so grateful that you presenced that, Marcia, because it's about finding purpose in the midst of what's going on in our life.
And to me, this is such an opportunity, such a beautiful space to really take that time. And I love what you were saying with placing your hand on your heart. We can't run away. I spent so much of my life running away, guided by fear, but believing that I could run away from fear. And it wasn't until I was really forced to my knees and had nowhere else to run and had to face it that I was able to begin climbing out of the dark place that I had led myself into. And when you do that by placing your hand on your heart, not only are you bringing the electrical resonance of the hand to bring a beautiful feeling to your heart and to magnify the heart's resonance, but you're also acknowledging, I feel fear in this moment, or I feel uncertainty, or I feel whatever it is that you may be feeling. When we acknowledge it, we get to see that it's not nearly as overwhelming as we thought it was. It usually only becomes traumatic or something that we feel that we cannot cannot overcome when we are trying to avoid it rather than address it. So I love the fact that you are giving yourself that moment to breathe through, I'm feeling afraid, I'm feeling uncertain. When we place our hand on our heart, we're giving acknowledgement, physical acknowledgement, to the heart space and to that connection that we all have with the divine. And we are giving ourselves a moment to recognize we are the creators of our fear. And because we are the creators of our fear, we also can choose to be the creators of our peace. You know, and you remind me again of Jesus saying to the woman who touched the hem of Jesus' robe and received healing, he didn't say to her, "My presence flowed through you and made you well." He turned around and said, "Your faith has made you well." So we have to remember that we are the determining factor. God is never leaving anyone out or choosing one over another. It is our choice to receive. It's our choice to stay in the on the outskirts, to not receive. And I love the fact that, again, that you are choosing to bring that hand to your heart so that you are conscious of the fact that you are making this choice. Too much of our lives are spent in the unconscious, in the rote, in the just do it to do it kind of space. So I think that's brilliant, Gina.
Well, certainly it was a gift that I was given, and it has worked beautifully in my life, and I will continue to experience it and practice it forever, as long as I'm here, breathing on earth.
And what a beautiful gift you've shared with all of us, because just acknowledging I have this moment, this panic, this whatever, is so much more empowering than constantly trying to practice avoidance. And I also really love the fact that you are moving yourself through it quickly. I think that's the other place where we really need to be mindful right now, is that there's a lot of talk about this virus and economic collapse and a lot of negative talk constantly stirring up the fear. And we need to be careful not to attach to that mass consciousness, but to be the light in the dark that says, look at the beautiful things that are unfolding as a result. Yes, some people have used this as a way to transition. And it is always difficult for those of us who are in physical bodies to get used to communicating with the person who has chosen to go energetic. And that takes time, and we need to give ourselves that time to grieve and to recognize it's a different way of communicating. You don't have the person right there in front of you to have a physical conversation with, or to receive a hug, or to share in any of the ways that you could while they were in a physical body. But that person is still available to you. It does require learning how to speak with energy when it's in the energetic state. But we need to pull back from the loss and look at the gain. If we look around the world, we see incredible healing happening for the planet. We see that people are recognizing that it feels better to be kind and loving, that suddenly nobody is better than anybody else because we're all in this quarantine situation together. and all the money that you had or the power and the prestige is not changing anything. You're still needing to be quarantined. So it's been an incredibly humbling experience for some and uplifting for others, but it's a very leveling experience. And from this place, we need to enter into the spirit of cooperation. And Mother God has been saying, we are leaving behind the spirit of competition, the masculine model of dominance, and we are moving in to the spirit of cooperation, or the feminine model of nurturance. Now, it doesn't mean that men are bad, because we're all male and female. It just means that we as a society chose to get attached to the masculine energy of dominance rather than the masculine energy of strength and protection. Now we're having an opportunity to swing toward the feminine, and Mother is saying, embrace the energy of nurturance and cooperation and creativity, and not the energy of needing to be supported or wanting somebody to take care of you. We need to attach to and idolize the highest attributes of our feminine side and learn how to begin appreciating and honoring the highest aspects of our masculine side. As we move into this new age that's really being ushered in with a bang with this pandemic that has caused everybody to shut down and look at a new way of being. It's interesting because being a student of the heart and of the energetic realm, I knew that change would be coming, but I never, ever would have believed that it would be as abrupt as what we have seen. So it's as though
And on that note, I think it had to be that dramatic.
But doesn't it feel like, you know, somebody hit the reset button and just said, okay, you guys aren't getting it. You're not understanding. You are one mind. You are one being. You are one world.
Very interesting and poignant points. I look forward to picking up after the break, and to my dear audience, beloved audience, so happy to be broadcasting on Dreams Vision 7 Network. Thank you, Deborah, for this beautiful platform. So grateful. And we will be right back after this short break. Thank you.
Looking for a fun and relaxing getaway? Omega Rest and Rejuvenation Retreats are a great way to unwind and renew your spirit. You can stretch your body, quiet your mind, and do as much or as little as you choose. Join us in May and we'll waive the daily fees. Located in Rhinebeck in New York's beautiful Hudson Valley, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org or call 877-944-2002. That's 877-944-2002.
Are you ready to live your wow life now? Then tune in on Wednesdays at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Time for Wealth of Wellness with Gina Rhoda, intuitive numerologist, spiritual advisor, life coach, and co-author, Chaos to Clarity. Gina offers the listeners empowering insights, educational, inspirational tools, and universal wisdom while exploring and discovering the miraculous, mystical, and spiritual principles of life. Are you ready to get your wow on? Then join Gina as she shares how to embrace the true wealth of wellness on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Ever wonder what it's like to have your own radio show? Well, wonder no longer, because you can dip into the radio airwaves by being host for the day on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. It's a fabulous way to get your radio feet wet. It's an opportunity to market your business, modality, or book. Have a guest, mention a sponsor, and take callers. Or you may want to facilitate a lesson by going solo. It's up to you. Listeners can be online, mobile, in cars with Bluetooth, or listen through Amazon's Echo by asking, Alexa, play Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. For more details, go to dreamvision7radio.com and click on Host for the Day.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
So, welcoming our listeners back to WOW, Wealth of Wellness and Heart for Humanity, a global movement. This has been a very, touching day. Marcia, thank you for your energy. And some last thoughts is how important it is for us to open our hearts and to open our hearts not only for ourselves and our families and our communities, but for all of humanity, because there are many human beings that don't have access to what we have access to. And the awareness or the consciousness or the blessings and the miracles and the gifts of life. And I want to, on a daily basis, offer that heart coherence, that heart resonance, and have it project out into, flow out into all of humanity. And so I invite every listener, every person that would love to participate in that, to just take a few minutes and offer that into the world. Again, focus on heart-based breathing when you get a moment and when you think about it. And stillness in heart-based breathing, when you become still, there's more that heals and clears and awakens in that stillness. And perhaps we can not be busy in our homes. I've noticed for myself that I've gone from busyness to stillness, from busyness to stillness, and I'm just right now at a place where I'm bringing in more balance, and it's not so extreme, and I'm enjoying the balance of taking care of what I need to take care of in a harmonious way, in an easy way. I'm calling forth ease and grace into all of our lives and into all of our homes, and into everything we are being and doing and having and sharing. And again, last thoughts around purpose. I believe people without purpose perish, that they become lost, and that they people become unfulfilled. And so it's meaningful to find your purpose every day. What is your highest good and what is your highest purpose in this moment, in this day? And then, as an intuitive numerologist, I love to support people to find their soul purpose and perhaps multi-dimensional purposes. And I would love to support anyone in this time. And I'm offering my services as a donation. And I do intuitive numerology and life coach. I coach by numbers. And again, you can reach me, Gina Rota, at 323-424-3269. And my website is www.theartofconsciouscoaching.com. theartofconsciouscoaching.com. I welcome any questions, any comments. I welcome your heart. Thank you. Marcia?
I just want to help people remember to move forward with compassion. Compassion for yourself and for all others that you meet. You don't know what may be going on in their world. And I do want to encourage everyone to take this time and to be very kind and loving toward yourself. It's an unusual time, and it may feel a bit uncomfortable. Be kind and compassionate to yourself. Extend that kindness and compassion to others, and this change will be most beneficial for you in absolutely every way possible. And again, if you are feeling that you need support, if you are feeling that you really cannot negotiate this new world and you want help, then please visit my website, Marcia Martin, theheartheeler.com, Marcia spelled M-A-R-C-I-A, or mmheartheeler.com. Gina, I want to thank you for spending this time and speaking heart to heart. You are my wonderful piece of my heart, and I just appreciate you so much.
Yes, love you so much, Marcia. Love you, the heart healer.
It is just wonderful when we get into the space of the heart and we really get in there without the ego running the show. You will discover such incredible beauty. It brings tears to my eyes. I often say to people, it's like the most beautiful symphony in the world. The energy is so pure, and it's absolutely available to everyone. So please take this time when you may be less busy than you ordinarily would be, and spend that time in the heart. It will be the greatest gift you can ever give yourself.
Heart for Humanity, a global movement, heart-based living, heart to heart. We love you. Thank you for listening and being with us.
Thank you for joining WOW, Wealth of Wellness, Living Your WOW Life Now with Gina Rhoda. Heard every Wednesday at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Please join Gina weekly to explore the wealth of wellness that's available to all of us. Discover more about Gina Rhoda at her website, theartofconsciouscoaching.com. Gina can also be reached for private coaching and intuitive numerology sessions at 323-424-3269. That's 323-424-3269. Email Gina at wowginarhoda@gmail.com. That's wow, Gina, R-O-D-A, @gmail.com. Are you ready to get your wow on?
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.